All right. Let's do it. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the BAD cast. This is... I'm your host, Debt Buster Malone. With me tonight is DeZanna Fan Raven.
What's up? It's your boy, Zanny.
And always, we've got the Slapshot Man. How you doing, man?
It's your main man, Slapshot. I'm doing all right.
Oh, man. We got a great episode for you guys today. Shout out to the RNG cast for their 1-year anniversary. Guys, this episode is for you. So we're going to start off tonight. Since we don't have any guests, we're going to ask each other these guest questions. So, Zanny.
All right.
The Xander Fan Raven. How'd you get your screen name, and what's your favorite exotic?
All right. How I got my gamer tag in eighth grade. I got for Christmas, and my parents deemed this the biggest mistake probably they've ever made in raising me. EverQuest.
EverQuest.
Rise of Kunark, I think it was called. I can't remember. It's Kunark is the expansion, but it was the first expansion player.
You said Kunark was the expansion. Sorry, we had something cut out.
Yeah, Kunark was the expansion. And I was making a new character, and I couldn't figure out a name. And EverQuest had this nifty random name generator button. So I hit it a bunch of times, and it came in. And I was like, well, I like that, so I'm just deleted the rest. And my 12-year-old self, because I was in eighth grade, maybe 13, I don't know. Anyway, this was like, the fan, there we go, that's cool. I think that's cool. And it's just kind of stuck through everything from that point on. I just use it for everything. And then 7-Eleven's my birthday. So I just tagged that on there at some point. Favorite exotic, Hawkmoon, definitely. Hawkmoon for the gun. And for armor, Dune Marchers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's just, they're not really anything special, but I love them.
So, Slapshot Man. How'd you get your screen name? What's your favorite exotic?
Well, my screen name's actually a little different. Than my Twitter and Twitch and whatever here. My wife suggested that when I make a new screen name, when I switch from 360 to PS4, I make it something, two things that I like. So being a huge hockey fan, that is how I got Slapshot. And Star Wars was the other thing. So I threw Boba Fett being my favorite character. I threw Fett on the end of it, you know, and figured I was part of his clan because I was super cool. Not really, but, you know, I thought it was cool at the time. And since apparently that screen name was taken with all the actual letters, I had to substitute numbers for some vowels. So that was interesting. and I threw a 19 on the end because Joe Thornton, my current favorite hockey player. So
cool.
As far as favorite exotic in Destiny, that's a tough one. I'm a big fan of Galahorn. just because I like rocket launchers and blowing shit up.
Oh, yeah?
It's a tough call on armor. Because I use Armamentarium all the time, but it doesn't have any cool stories with it. Helm of Saint 14 is an awesome exotic because of the lore behind it. I love that helmet. But I'm a Sunbreaker main, so we'll just go with Twilight Garrison because I use that in the Crucible a lot.
Twally G. That's what I'm going to start calling it.
About that Garrison life, man.
Yeah, man. I got to love it. So I got my screen name. We were doing what kids right out of high school are doing. And that's a little thing for you video watchers. So if you want to see what I just did, watch the video on youtube.com/deadman. No, actually, we don't have a URL. Just look up Barely a Destiny Show on YouTube. Ayo. Anyway. Yeah, we were sitting around and we were making comic books on a MacBook. And we wanted to make a comic book about these cops, the Loose Cannon Police Department. So we had Deputy Dan Lanigan, Detective Ben Malone, and Daryl Rook, the rookie. So, yeah, I think I was – actually, this is before I finished high school. I was like 17 when this happened. So I've been using the same screen name since I was 17. And my favorite exotic is Twilight Garrison. Actually, I've been playing some Mass Effect lately, Mass Effect Andromeda. And it's probably one of Steve, you're going to hate me. It's terrible. Like, so much of Mass Effect Andromeda is so terrible compared to Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3. Like, the gunplay feels awful. The story, I don't care. And they're trying to explain, like, everything that happened in the first three games, like, really quick to try and get new players to feel like they're a part of the universe. And sorry, you can't cram three games worth of shit in the first 20 minutes. I spent 2 hours running around on the big, giant, like, hub world center. And
oh, yeah.
I just wanted to shoot stuff. And then all the guns are recycled from the first three games. Like, that was kind of cool because I do love the Matok and the Revenant, but other than that, ugh. And the multiplayer is way easier than it was in Mass Effect 3.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I really, really want to like the game, and they keep giving me reasons not to. People just stop talking in the middle of conversations. It'd be like, if I was just like, yep, that's it. you're just like, what? Nothing? Oh, okay. Yeah, because they just stop talking. It's... Oh, regardless though, I'm gonna keep grinding that, and I'm gonna keep playing that because I love Mass Effect. The powers feel good, and
they do.
This is what made me bring this up though. Your dash move in there, like the circle move, is so much like Twilight Garrison.
It's fun. Really? It's so fun.
Yeah, like when you jump, you have a rocket jump, and then you hit circle, and it's a little dash. So I was like, ooh, I'm not gonna lose that like aspect of maneuverability when I go back to Destiny.
Right.
You guys been playing anything else this week?
No. Lots of Destiny.
Pretty much Iron Banner. I got an Oryx checkpoint from a friend of a friend because I'm lazy. And we tried to go after Oryx and get him for the book 3 hours, and every time we got the damage phase, Oryx would glitch out.
Ah.
So I was a little tilted after that one.
Yeah.
So I played Iron Banner. Too.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm ever going to hit rank 5 in Iron Banner. Cause like,
really?
Well, I almost had it last time, and then this time I was just like, I was having so much fun in Mayhem, and then I wasn't having any fun in Mayhem. I was just like, this, I freaking can't shoot anybody. Just bam, nope. Nova Bomb, bam, smash, hit with a hammer.
Dude, it's all about supers in Mayhem. I was off Mayhem for a while because I was trying to get really, like, I was trying to get better and trying to get, like, kind of serious with PvP. Like, all right, I need to, like, maybe.
Oh, no.
You know,
hold.
Yeah.
You broke up. You need to what?
I wanted to get better in the Crucible, so I tried to get real serious for a while. And, you know, you guys know me. That didn't go well. It usually doesn't. I lasted all like probably a month in the Age of Triumph drop with all the raids and shit. And I'm like, hey, fuck it. I'm doing PvE from now on. And so when Mayhem Clash came around for Iron Banner this week, I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. So I basically just go into Mayhem Clash and I just wait for my super to generate. And then I just pop hammers and sun charge the fuck out of everyone in my way. I've been using sticky nades like a scumbag because I think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Dude, man, there's so much talk going on about that. It's the next boogeyman in the Crucible. I think, so I forget who said that, but somebody said that last week and I laughed so hard at it. So like I talked to a couple of my other friends and my clanmates and I'm like, listen, we going to Banner this week. I'm tired of these idiots complaining about sticky nades and whatever. I'm like, let's just be total scumbags about it. So we ran with like double sticky nades on I was a Sunbreaker Titan, of course, with sticky nades, and then I had a Warlock with us who was running, I think it was stickies, and one of my friends ran Golden Gun, and so we were just fucking going in and destroying everything. It was hilarious. I played with Siggy the other night, Renegade Siggy from the Ghost Stories chat. And he was running Fun Police, and he was just murdering so many people. Like, there's so many people out there who think they know how to Fun Police. And then they run into somebody who knows how to, and they get totally wrecked, and it's so funny.
If you think you know how to Fun Police, I'll check. I will check, because I will run, and I'll Twilight Garrison, shoulder charge, up into your bubble and smash you. I got so many kills like that.
Dude, I can't even tell you how many sun charge kills I got. I see, like, there's, like, a Titan who pops his bubble, and he stands there looking at me with a shotgun. I'm like, that's cute. Watch this. Sun charge, done. It's like game over. It's like, wow, you thought you were a defender. But the thing is, I killed you in your bubble, so you're not a defender. Or if you are, you're a bad defender.
They're probably not running armor. It was fantastic because I've been running Fun Police with two suppressors, and I can't.
Oh, God, it's so good.
I love. My favorite thing is when Blade Dancers or Stormcallers or somebody comes into my bubble, and I just punch them to death. I don't even give them the honor of getting killed with a gun. It's just punches. And it's like, you really think you're going to kill me with your Blade Dance in here? Really? So, I mean, I went into more. Into some graphic detail on the Destiny Track podcast this week, and it was really funny. Yeah, just Fun Police. I kind of got a little sick of it, so I switched back to Striker and did my little speed shotgun shoulder charge thing a bit today, and that was a lot of fun because I just don't expect you to be as fast as you are when you're wearing Dune Marchers. It's I don't know. It's just a lot of fun.
I have been loving lately playing with flashbangs.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, my God. Like, I forgot that you can, like, bank them off of walls. So all the time, like you'll see somebody, like, around a corner, and you're like, all right, fuck you. Boom, flashbang. You just wait to see your thing tick red, and you're like, I got you. Run around there, shoulder charge.
Look for that, like, 4 damage or whatever.
Yep, you're like, ooh, you're dead.
That's great. One of the best things when I was playing with Siggy the other night is I'd see him, like, run into an area and pop his bubble, and then he'd drop a suppressor grenade. And there'd be 2 or 3 people there trying to fight it out with him. And so I'd see him, I'd pop my hammers, and then I'd sun charge through his bubble into the people who were like fighting with him and get 2 kills. It was the greatest thing.
Oh man, I love that stuff.
It was so much fun. And then there was one, I think I was playing with my clanmates, and who the hell? I think it was ATN boy. We're charging into like a small area, and I got hammers active, and I'm like, you know, I got 3 over here. I got hammers live, and he goes, I got Golden Gun right behind you. So we went in and pretty much got a team wipe.
Nice. There are Golden Guns everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's like
most
teams have 2 or 3, and it's just, that's the hardest thing to deal with defender with Fun Police is the Golden Gun, because if they want to, they can kill you. It just takes all 3 shots.
Dude, I love killing Goldies though. Every time I get one, you're just like, ooh, fuck you, you dirty bitch.
Or if you can get the suppressor off, like if you can sneak out and throw it.
Tough.
Yeah, you know what I've run into a couple times, and it's a real scumbag setup, like major salt generator. So Like, if you're doing this as a serious strategy, I don't like you. But if you're doing it because you think it's absolutely hilarious and it's going to generate salt, GG's, thumbs up. Max Discipline, Golden Gun Hunter with the Young Ahamkara Spine, so you get double trip mines.
Oh.
Yeah, there was a couple matches where this dude just won a match. He like beat my entire team because all he did was sticky trip mine.
Oh no!
It was the worst. And I'm like, oh, you motherfucker! I'm like, I can't tell if you're doing this because this is the only thing you can do, or if it's because you think this is absolutely hilarious.
That would be hilarious. Just everywhere. Everywhere
kinda,
trip mines.
Yeah, I couldn't have been too mad because it was kind of funny, but after like the fourth or fifth time around a corner and there's a fucking trip mine there, or like a double trip mine, I'm like, motherfucker, who is that? I'm going to get him.
Well, yeah.
You can't escape those very easily either. As soon as you notice it, it's blowing you up.
It's tough, man, because like if you run, like I run max armor on my Titan because I want the agility super low. So like, if somebody sticks one to a wall and I pass through it, it's not a huge deal. But if they double stick them, that first, and that you don't make it past that first one that blows, you're fucked. It's an instant like kill, you know? So
that's funny.
Dude, it just Mayhem is just full of ridiculousness. It's so funny. I had so much fun this week with Mayhem Iron Banner. Even when I was losing, it was funny. Like there was some funny shit that happened. What?
Well, guys, I think that's... what's up, Steve?
Oh, I was just going to say, with Fun Police, you don't often get a lot of kills. It's more just taking away other people's kills. At least, it's back and forth. Depends on bubble placement and map and whatever. But it's still fun, even when you're not getting the kills, because you're just messing with people so much.
Yeah.
So much.
Well, guys, go ahead.
Before we leave Destiny, did Wrath of the Machine on side class Sunday today, and Scott mentioned a glitch earlier. I didn't get credit in my book for completing it.
Oh no, because it has to be the weekly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was some glitch with it where it wasn't giving people rewards correctly or something, so they made it so it has to be the weekly one in order to get that.
Oh, man. Because when I did Vault, I got credit, but it wasn't the weekly.
Yeah, that's the only one. It's literally just Wrath. That sucks.
Sucks, man.
Oh well.
Oh,
I got like every single gun. How about a beer?
All right, that works. So let's move on from Destiny to the RNG topic.
Wait, shouldn't it be BAD topic?
Oh yeah, the bad topic.
Well,
I still got to use this random number generator. Guys, why don't you pick a number between 1 and 100?
71.
19.
And I will pick 50. It was 100, so that goes to Zan of Fan Raven.
Oh man. Okay. RNG topic. Let's see.
He's got to pull up the master list of topics.
Yes, yes.
This is great radio here. All right.
Melee weapons in Destiny 2. What do you guys want to see as far as melee weapons in Destiny 2?
I want to see katanas.
So you just want more bolt casters is what you're saying.
Is bolt caster a katana? I never bothered to get it.
It's shaped like a katana. It's not like a true katana because the true Japanese like katana is like the short sword. So you hold one for your forehand. So it comes like out forward so you can like stab with it. And you hold the other like back against your forearm so you can stab the other way with it. It's like an attack defend kind of thing, but boltcaster is closer to a giant Japanese sword. Well, then
I want what you said.
The two swords, the katana,
two swords,
true Japanese katana.
That's what I think would be sick for melees.
Dope.
What about you guys?
I'm going to go with an axe. I'm probably one of the only people who, like, is meh about melee weapons in Destiny 2. Like, the exotic swords are awesome, but if we're not going to get our exotic swords in Destiny 2, I'm kind of, I don't know, like, give me a flaming axe or hammer or something, I guess.
So, like, what they did in the last expansion in Rise of Iron.
Yeah, like,
but more permanent.
Yeah, give me the Saladin axe. Let me, like, run around with that thing and smash Cabal with it.
Dude, it'd be cool if that was a hammer.
For a while, I thought it was a hammer. Like, when the first pictures came out.
Me too.
Like, it functions like one.
Yeah, oh, dude. It's great.
Oh, man.
Right.
Or, like, I don't know, like, Raphael's size or something. I don't know. This is getting too much. Give me Saba from Power Rangers.
Oh my gosh.
What do you think?
I want the shield, man. Like, legit. If that's a thing, I'm super stoked. Shield, I don't know.
I mean, to that effect, like, the spear would be sick, too. Like, who had the spear?
Hunters.
Then what did the Warlock have? They just had, like, flaming wings.
Yes, flaming wings, and something else too, but it wasn't like an offensive weapon. But the wings.
Yeah. See, if Titans get a shield, or, you know, if we get a shield in Destiny 2, I don't want to do a shield and sword. I want to do like Riot Police. Like I want a
shield and gun,
and put my shotgun around it, and then just shoulder charge everything. And so it's like shoulder charge shotgun. You can't kill me, like
Captain America.
Kind of, yeah.
Shield charge.
In the movie, he uses a shield and a gun, and he yeah.
That could work. I could do that. Or, like, you could have an opening in the shield where you, like, stick the machine gun through and just, like, waste people with it. That'd be pretty cool. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of melee weapons, you know what I really want? Is to melee people with my weapon. I'm looking at you, Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Like, well, so many things have... Sad. Cool. Yeah. Oh, that's great. I like that.
Or like buck people with the butt of it, you know what I mean? Classic Halo. Bah!
Mm-hmm. Pistol whip.
Yeah, bro. Give me that.
Because like I've been wondering this for a long time. Where does your weapon go when you melee somebody? All of a sudden you just magically don't have it in your hand anymore?
That's like, true. Especially when you throw a nade in melee. What are you doing with your weapon?
Where'd it go?
I would assume that's it. It's like, yeah. Well, not even that. I would just assume that, like, the arm is moving position or something. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got the rifle out, and then, or the hand cannon, whatever you have out, and then it goes up as you throw the grenade, and then it comes back down. But that's actually a good point. I've never seen it go up, which is, or, like, away. It just comes back. But maybe that's because I'm, like, when I'm throwing grenades, I'm usually... like pretty involved in the game.
Every gun has a mini Empyrean bellicose in it, so that way it just floats.
It floats in place.
That was such a nerdy Destiny thing.
Oh my gosh! Man.
Well, I think that's pretty good for melee weapons. You guys, want to move on to the revolutionary ideas? We got two today. I think, or not today, but this week. I think Zanny's got one from Subcult, right?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like a question / topic from Subcult.
All right.
All right. So when you change out your toilet paper, does the paper go on top, underneath, or do you just set the roll on the thing?
Okay.
And then when you wipe, do you wrap it around your hand? Do you crumple it up? And then lastly, do you wipe from the side or from behind?
Or from the front.
I guess that could be a thing.
I don't do that because that's how you get poop on your balls. But well, obviously, the paper has to roll down. You know what I mean? There's none like you don't pull the toilet paper from the bottom. You pull it from the top. And anybody that says otherwise is a fucking idiot. And... I crumple it up. And wipe from behind like a real man. Get that poop. Okay, here's the thing, though. Do you look at it? Do you guys wipe and look? Or do you just wipe and toss it and abandon your hopes?
Oh man, he's adding to the question.
Yeah, dude.
You're saying you look. That's what you're saying.
I look because I'm not afraid of the future.
But you're looking in. I can't follow that. I can't follow that. What?
If you don't look at your toilet paper after you wipe, you're afraid of the future.
Yeah.
What is this like?
How do you? If
gypsy
you,
trick
you
or either, something.
So if you don't look, you just have to hope that you got it all.
Yeah.
You don't know 100% for sure.
It's like a check. I got what you're saying. Yeah. Right.
You're taking a chance that you might have some skid marks later if you don't look.
For a minute there, I'm thinking like he's talking about at the toilet paper, like you're reading tea leaves or something and trying to figure out. Like, what?
Yeah. Ooh, I see my money line is going well on this toilet paper.
Also, I had some corn last week.
Ooh, dude, last week? Jeez, how long does it take to get through your system?
I don't know. I've never timed it.
Oh, man. What do you guys do? How do you wipe?
I'll go. All right. So I kind of don't really care if it's over or under. If it's not on the roll, though, that pisses me off. I think I've seen a meme where it's like right, wrong, and then if it's sitting on top of the roll, it says like, you monster. That's how I feel it's just sitting there. I crumple if it's on there. If the toilet paper is sitting on the roll, then I roll it around my hand. It's just easier.
Pulling a dad maneuver. Not sure why I know how my dad wipes his ass, but
that's TMI.
Excuse me. So then I wipe from behind, and I do look because I don't want to have to change out my underwear later. You know, sometimes you can't tell.
If you don't look, how do you know when you're done wiping?
Yeah, exactly. If someone has an answer to this question, let us know.
Yeah,
maybe it's Scott. If Scott has the answer.
If you don't look, send us a tweet, and we'll call you out on Twitter and be like, this dude's a fucking monster. He doesn't look at his toilet paper.
Well, that would certainly explain the smell of some people, am I right? I mean, come on.
Oh. People.
Shots smelly fired. People.
Roasted.
Yeah. Got him.
I love roasted. It's my new thing. All right, Scott, how do you wipe?
It's got to be crumple. Yeah, and I definitely check. And I don't know. Maybe this is just because I'm a new dad, and I constantly get told this by my wife, but you don't go back to front because that's how you can get a infection, and that's how you get all sorts of problems. Like when I'm changing my son's diaper, my wife's like, you can't go back to front because if you get poop on anything up front, he's going to get a UTI and then he's going to be even madder. And I'm like, oh, well, that's
clean to
awesome.
Dirty, man. You wipe clean to dirty.
So, yeah, I didn't know there. I wasn't aware there was any other way to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like if you tried to go back to the front, like when you're actually sitting on the toilet, it just feels weird. That just seems awkward.
Well, doing the like reach in between your legs, scrape up towards your balls.
No, I'm saying to go like to wipe the other direction, like from back to front. Like if you're actually sitting on the toilet, that's an awkward motion of wiping from back to front. Front to back is just more natural.
A little scoop.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Like Demolition Man. The shells.
What are they for? That's another thing. If anyone knows what the three shells are for, let us know.
A little blast in the past right there.
Oh man. I hope that I win the memory lane topic. Oh man. Okay. We got another one. Hold on. I'm writing down what I want to talk about later.
Did we get two tweets this week?
We
That's
a
new record.
And an email. Is from our boy Narwolf.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
Narwolf writes in and he said some nice things about us, but we're not gonna toot our own horn here on the BAD cast. He says, here's the deal about hot dogs being a sandwich or anything other than that for that matter. Subs, wraps, etc. If it can be compared jokingly to a dick, then there's your answer. Not a sandwich.
A sandwich has to obviously lay flat on a surface and have bread on top and bottom. The end. He says, as for my question, does Starbucks coffee suck or just overrated? Also, what is your favorite coffee or caffeinated beverages? And I'm going to go first on this. I shouldn't be drinking caffeine because I got a kidney issue. My kidney's deformed. I get kidney stones easily. But I fucking love Voltage Mountain Dew. That's my favorite caffeinated beverage. I don't really drink coffee, but if I do, I like to go to Get-Go, and I'll get the salted caramel cappuccino, and then I'll fill that up halfway, and then they have like another caramel kind of coffee, so I'll mix half and half, so that way it's like kind of like a half-calf to me. What about you guys? What's your favorite caffeinated beverages? Oh, and Starbucks is good coffee. I don't care what anybody says.
Right. I'll half agree with that. Starbucks is good coffee if you make it at home. I think they make it too strong at the store. It's the pour over thing. So that's why if I go to Starbucks, I get an Americano. But favorite caffeinated drink is probably what I like to call, or many people like to call, a dirty hippie. It's a it's a chai latte with two shots of espresso. And it's delicious.
Dirty hippie.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I'm even wearing a Grateful Dead shirt today. Oh, God. It's literally the last shirt that I had hanging on my thing, but it's from the 50th anniversary tour thing or whatever.
That's cool. Scott, yep. You seem like a man who enjoys your caffeinated beverages.
I do. I am a big coffee drinker. Funny thing is, I actually didn't start drinking coffee until I met my wife. We were living a little far away from where I was working at that point, and traffic was absolutely atrocious, so I would have to get up at the ass crack of dawn to make the commute in on time, so I started drinking coffee. Started drinking coffee, black coffee, and she comes from a line of people who drink very black coffee. Her dad is the fucking man. Fireplace mason, so like he likes his whiskey and cigars. He drinks his coffee black. He's a hardcore dude. He's awesome. So when I started drinking coffee, it was basically black coffee that she would drink, like her dad would drink, and I thought I was going to die. But I had no tolerance to it. So eventually I built it up. I like the darker roast coffee. I always make it at home. I grind my own because I'm a coffee snob, and the freeze-dried stuff just doesn't taste right to me. And the way that I know a coffee is too strong is if I start getting that weird feeling in my chest, like my heart's going to explode and I feel like I'm going to die, then the coffee might be too strong. I drink a lot of coffee, 2 cups a day usually. Starbucks coffee is actually, depending on the type you get, can be pretty good if you make it at home. As far as like rating it from one of the actual shops, I've only ever gotten it when I absolutely was like almost falling asleep on the throughway a couple times coming home from shows. So I can't really rate how good it was because it was more of a necessity at that point. But yeah, coffee is definitely my go-to. If I don't get it in the morning, there's definitely a more increased chance that violence will be committed against someone who crosses me between when I finish my coffee and when people ask me questions and stuff. So,
dude, if I have one cup of coffee, I'm like seriously, like I feel like I'm gonna die. Like I get shaky. I'm like, I just want to lay down and like breathe deeply because I feel like I'm seriously going to die. That's why my favorite Starbucks drink is the Cap'n Crunch. And don't be a dick and order that unless you know somebody who works at Starbucks, because don't order off the menu shit at Starbucks. It's a dick move.
It's a secret menu. It's an official secret menu, and it's on. So they actually all know how to make it.
Yeah, but they don't want to make it is the thing. There's a reason it's a secret menu.
That's true.
Fuck making all those drinks. But if you want to know what it is, it's strawberry frappuccino with 2 pumps of hazelnut in it.
Oh, crap. That sounds good.
Yeah, it tastes like Captain Crunch berries.
Nice.
Most ridiculous thing is on that menu is the White Lightning. And that is 4 shots of espresso and milk. That's it. Like a little bit of milk.
Wow.
I think white lightning is a colloquial thing. Because, like, we've tried to go, like, and order that kind of stuff while we're driving out to, like, New York or New Jersey or something like that. And they're like, what are you talking about? And you explain it, and they always have a different name for it wherever you go.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. It could be a different drink, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Yeah.
I will say I did – before my son was born, I used to wake up early on the weekends that my wife was working a Saturday, and I would drink my coffee, and sometimes I'd watch like movies or cartoons, you know, like I was a kid. But one time I played Destiny after drinking 2 cups of coffee, and it happened to be Supremacy. And I was a Twilight Garrison Striker Titan. I think I went like 15-2 or something stupid like that. I was like, sitting there, I'm like, oh man, this is really good. I'm doing really awesome right now. And like, I think I need to go lay down.
Scott's slamming people like,
it was bad. I was like, I can see the colors and the sounds. Like, wow.
No, I legit think that's a thing, because when I used to close all the time, my pre-work ritual was get up about 3 or 4 hours before I had to go to work, make a pot of coffee, and it would be like 3 cups-ish. And over that 3 hours before I had to get ready for work, I would just drink the coffee and play Destiny. And I always thought I was way better at Destiny on the coffee. So that could be a legit thing.
You heard it here. First, speed and play Destiny and you'll do great.
No, seriously, man. I was like, if this is what speed feels like, maybe I need to drink less coffee.
Oh, boy. So, guys, let's move on to our next segment. BAD recommends.
All right.
Is it bad that I really like this format? Like, this is so much fun. It's better than our show.
Okay. Our show, we should just change it to Rabbit Trail.
Rabbit Trail?
Yeah, that's all we do is we Rabbit Trail when we do our own format.
You mean like Rabbit Hole Radio?
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Already a podcast. So we're going to do the BAD recommends. And right now I'm looking at a list of Mercules' top picks. You can listen to him on the Massive Breakdowns podcast. We are not affiliated with that podcast. As far as guns go that I'm looking in here, Wormwood is back.
Yeah.
Did it go away?
It just hasn't had a good role for a while, but it's a sidearm, so it's been good no matter what. But now it's just even better.
You guys, this is a snafu right here, because this isn't even like the role. Like, these aren't even this week's guns. As far as like, it's not telling me the roles on them this week. It's just what you want to look at.
Whoops. Whoops.
I heard the palindrome isn't great.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a palindrome.
I mean, after last week.
Yeah.
That's also true.
Like the first time I had Steve log in, and I was like, hey, I need you to buy the palindrome for me. I did that on last Monday. I was like, I really need it. I was listening to Crucible Radio, and they're like, if you don't buy this, you're an idiot. But did you guys pick it up? You been playing with it?
I have it. All right. So I have I've picked up every palindrome basically since Age of Triumph when they made it change. And guess how many times I've used palindrome?
Like none.
None. You know why? Aes Luna feels better. I'm gonna say it. It feels better.
Back. Ooh.
Sorry. Actually, I'm a Hawkmoon guy.
I actually have to agree with you. I don't know why my Aes Luna doesn't even have a good role, but I just like using that gun. Palindrome, I feel like I always miss every shot.
I've heard
that's what Mulligan's for. I know, because I don't hit anything. I'm just shooting, like, when I was using palindrome a lot, as, like, you know, pop, 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 ka-ching, god damn it, pop, ka-ching, fuck, pop, ka-ching, fuck this, I'm going to a Pulse.
Oh, man. I really wish that we would have been able to find the roles this week. Oh, man. I'm going to so hit and...
No, but RNG Cast recommends the Wormwood. And, crap, what was the other one? There's, like, a sniper that's, like, okay. I think it's...
Oh, yeah, the sniper that can double body people. Bitter Edge, I think.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
And, what's the new Monarchy Auto Rifle Assembly 2? Yeah, Buster recommended that, too. He recommends that almost every week, but this week might be different.
Oh, boy. If you go to the Destiny app, they have them. I don't think we should go through and search every weapon on the Destiny app right now. let's look at some classics. In honor of Buster, the Continental, it's got Red Dot, Steady Hand, or OEG Rifle Scope. What does it say? You can use... Oh, it's got Counterbalance on it. And Battle Runner, Hip Fire, Hand Laid Stock, Feather Mag. So I would throw Hand Laid Stock on there with Counterbalance and probably Battle Runner. I love Battle Runner. I mean, I guess you could... Hip Fire isn't a terrible choice. But, you know, shout out to the Continental. Let's see. Parthian Shot this week. What do we got? Counterbalance, Outlaw, or Take a Knee? Take a Knee, definitely!
Take a Knee, actually. I was talking... maybe it was Mercules was talking about this on Massive Breakdowns this week. If you run Take a Knee on something like Parthian, it can really, just from the added stability, become a laser beam. So it's one of those perks that's like highly
specific.
Yeah, it's like situational. You know, you don't go looking for it, but if you have it and it's better than the other one, you should probably run it.
Well, you should run taking the hand laid stock because that's what it's got.
Yeah, there you go.
So you have a stable baby.
I have an Unending Deluge with Take a Knee and extended mag, and that machine gun is my favorite by far. Love that thing, and it's a laser beam, so like you get Machine Lord and you still have more than half of your clip left.
Jesus Christ. Holy crap.
So I'm looking at the Waltz. Doesn't seem any good. Glass half full, armor piercing, or quick draw, small bore, or eye of the storm. I guess you could use it if you really don't have a gun in that archetype. Wormwood this week is rangefinder, high cal, and fitted stock is what I'm going to say to go with. So
I actually picked that one up. I was near the Marks, the legendary Marks cap. So I went and picked one up. So my Warlock will have one as well when he hits 40. And that's, I used it actually on my Titan because I buy everything on my Titan and level it up and then pass it to the other characters because my Titan's my main, so he's got the most resources and whatever. So I used that in Crucible a couple matches, paired it with Mida, and holy hell, man, that thing, like I have an Iron Wreath with an all right roll on it, but maybe it's just the recoil pattern on the Wormwood just suits my playstyle a little bit better or something, but holy crap, man, I was just burning people with that thing, and I hated myself for it because I don't like sidearms. I'm not a huge fan, but good God.
Burn.
Yeah, it's good.
We got The Last Ditch from Dead Orbit. And I just checked this just to, you know, whatever, in case you don't have a good shotgun, but it's not bad. Crowd control, and they can put field choke, add up to that range. Hand loaded, add more to that range. And it's got hammer forged.
Oh, wow.
So not a bad choice, you know. It could be worse. You guys want to look at Extremophile?
Yeah. It's if you never got a good Matador, there you go.
So,
hey, no rangefinder means you can aim down sights more quickly, too.
That's true.
Extremophile was garbage. What do you guys like from New Monarchy? Do you like any of these weapons? First Citizen, Deposition 7, Bad Council 4, Impeacher 5, Free Will 3, Assembly 2.
I don't know. Buster recommended Assembly 2.
Let's look
honestly,
at
honestly, yeah, the Assembly 2. I have that original role with counterbalance and perfect balance with, I think it's high caliber rounds or something.
Okay.
I use that a couple times. It's a pretty bad, like, pretty badass role.
Yeah.
This week I would go with Rangefinder, High Cal, and Hammerforged.
Oh, Range City.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And High Cal, so you get a good flinch on him.
Mm-hmm. That's what you want to do.
Far.
That's what we got this week for BAD Recommends. That was almost a fucking train wreck of a topic.
before we get off, I feel like I gotta say this. So I picked up a Casitas from the gunsmith a couple weeks ago, and I've been sitting on the package.
Yeah.
And I finally got the one I wanted. It's got triple tap, extended mag, and Firefly.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. And then I was looking for hand laid stock on that, but it didn't roll with it this week. But still, I've been using that one, and that's super fun.
So guys, we gotta set the timer for this one. What the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
Anyway, set the timer for this one. Thunder and Tsunami are coming. This is not Doctor Who, you stupid motherfucker. Quit your bitching. All right, so I'm going to bake on something. Grown fucking men who decide it's a good idea to clog a toilet at work. You're a fucking asshole. Like, you are absolutely the worst goddamn person on the planet. I posted a picture to my Twitter. I don't know if anybody got to see it.
I was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, that was at work?
That was at work. Holy, we have two fucking toilets, okay? Two. And I work in a lab with a bunch of fucking people. So, you know, sometimes you get bored. You want to go take a shit, you know, eat a little bit of that clock. You need a break in between your breaks. And when I go in there and there's somebody shitting, I'm not even kidding. I went to the bathroom four different fucking times to try and take a shit. And there's somebody in there because we only got one stall because some dumb asshole decides to clog the toilet at least twice a week. I mean, you're a grown-ass man. Stop fucking clogging toilets. Oh, my God. I just want to beat the shit out of whoever did that. What an asshole. Also,
you don't need to use that much toilet paper.
Dude, no. It's on purpose. There's like a... it was piled up past the toilet seat.
What?
Yeah, the toilet seat. And apparently...
That's intentional.
Before, people have found... They found a full roll in the toilet before. Just like somebody threw the whole thing in there. Yeah. And I think I might have caught them. I went in to poop before I left one day, and somebody was in there. So I was like, "Fuck it, I'll just take a pee." And I see somebody standing in front of the toilet as if they're peeing. I can see their feet, and I just hear brr, brr, brr from the roll, and they're just pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling and pulling. And I was like, "What the fuck is going on? Who needs that much toilet? Like, you know, when you're like purposely trying to get as much as possible off that pole as possible, you know." Mm-hmm. So I think it's that asshole wearing boat shoes. So if that asshole wearing boat shoes is listening to this podcast, fuck yourself. You're a fucking asshole. Don't ever. Oh, my God.
Dude,
by the way, there's also a dude who's so fat. Okay. I don't got a problem with fat people, but this is disgusting. This dude is so fat. He uses a fucking toilet scrubber brush to wipe his ass because he leaves it in the stall. I've seen a shitty toilet scrub brush in the fucking stall because the guy's so fat he can't reach around, just wipe his own ass. So, like, I got no problem with fat people, but when you get that fat, oh, my God.
It's bad.
You got to lose weight. If you can't reach your own ass to wipe, I'm so happy that wiping our ass came back to this. Lots of poop this episode.
I was going to say it's the poop episode.
Oh, where's Buster to talk about shitting himself at the gym?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but that's my bake, guys. I hate it. It pisses me off so fucking much.
I gotta agree with you, man. I worked at a call center for a bit. I won't drop the name as to which one, but I will say this. I was an intern in college. So 4 days a week I was at the call center, and the fifth day I was at my school learning web development. And I think it was like a Wednesday or something. I go in, you only get a couple breaks in call centers. So I go in and take a leak, right? I'm like, what the fuck? Every single toilet is fucking clogged, and there's now paper towels in the goddamn urinal. And this is like a bathroom that's got like six stalls and a shitload of urinals. I'm like, what is wrong with this fucking picture? We're all supposed to be adults here. Why is this trashed every day? And we're getting emails from management saying we're going to close the ninth floor call center bathrooms if you don't stop purposely clogging the toilets. We know you're doing it on purpose. If we find you, you're going to get fired. So I'm just like, what the fuck, man? We're all adults here. Like, same thing you said, Ben. So I'm like, who fucking does this, right? So literally the next day, I'm at my college, and the IT department shares a bathroom with, like, the – they don't have a bathroom in their office. They have to share the bathroom with, like, the hallway at the time. So it's, like, students going in and out of that bathroom too. So I go in that bathroom, take a leak. And, again, same fucking thing. Toilet paper shredded all over the floor. There's shit in, like – everywhere. I'm just like taking a piss. I'm like, who the fuck does this shit? This looks just like fucking, wait a minute, I just figured out who's fucking trashing the bathrooms at work. So apparently, because they hire a lot of college students at that call center, if I had a guess, I'd say the college students get yelled at or fucking written up, or they get, you know, salty about some bullshit. They go into the bathroom and destroy it.
What does, you know, that solve? Like,
nothing. It makes life worse for everybody else.
And what happens when you're at work and you got to take a shit later? Like, oh, whoops, I fucked up my own shit.
Well, in fairness, that call center, I've actually seen turds on the seat. So it was those things where I'm like, just back away slowly. I didn't see anything. Send an email to my supervisor as soon as I get back, because I'm not fucking touching that. This is ridiculous. So grow up, people.
Wow. I don't have a bake about that topic, but I do have a really funny work bathroom story.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. So I work at a pizza shop, and we're like right off the highway. So if you're coming southbound, like if you go straight, you're in our parking lot. So a lot of people stop to use the bathroom at my shop. Well, this one day, we're really dead. Car pulls up. This girl comes charging inside, and my other manager at the time is just like, dude, check out that girl. I was like, yeah. She's like super hot, like ridiculous hot, like model, could be a model, you know, whatever. She's in there for like 5 or 6 minutes, and we know this because we tell our other manager at the time, like, hey, you got to check this girl. She's super hot. So then, like, when she goes to leave, we all like, have a good day or whatever, just charges straight out. Well, we didn't put the bathroom door back on the hinge from cleaning the night before, so it's just kind of open still. And like 2 minutes later, we're just sitting there like, do you smell that? It's like, it smells like a Bath and Body Works in here. But turns out it had to have been like the stinkiest shit of all time, because she had to empty like an entire bottle of perfume or body spray or whatever. My restaurant smelled like a Bath and Body Works for 3 days.
That's a good thing, though.
How much she had to use to cover it up. It was, and someone told me when I like posted this story on Facebook or something, and someone was like, even pretty girls poop, Steve. I'm like, no, I am aware of that. It's just funny that it had to smell that bad for her to use that much body spray to cover it all up. I was like, I'm aware. I had that book growing up, Everybody Poops. I know.
So this episode's called Everybody Poops. All right, guys, let's move on to the memory lane topic. Same deal. Pick a number between 1 and 100.
11.
19.
Oh, shafting him. I'm going to just fine. I'm going to pick 20 then. And it's 88. I win. That's good, though, because earlier when we were talking about Demolition Man, I wanted to bring up, what are some action movies that you saw, like what are some of your favorite childhood action movies? watching it with your dad kind of stuff. I know Steve and I watched a lot of action movies with our dad growing up.
Yes. Oh, I have a fond memory, actually. It was, had to be like 6 or 7, something like that, because we were still in California. And one night, Dad was just like, everyone was in bed already, and Dad like kept me out from having to go to bed, and we watched Terminator 2 together. And yes! So I got to stay up late and watch Terminator 2, and it was fantastic. So I love Terminator, mostly because of that. And because they're great. But yeah, it, basically anything with Arnold or Sylvester Stallone, I'm going to like because of my dad.
Yeah. Dude, I remember, like, speaking of Demolition Man, you remember when they do the video call and, like, act this girl, like, wrong numbers and just naked? She's like, oops, I'm sorry. I just remember Dad being like, oh, whoa, hold it. Like, he, like, looked out. He's like, oh, you guys aren't supposed to see that.
Right. Introduction to boobs.
Well, you, Scott, I'm still trying to think of more movies.
I didn't really watch action movies with my dad. My dad liked like bad movies. Like not the good bad, the ones where I'm like 6 and watching it and being like, this kind of sucks.
Not like Biodome bad.
No, it was, I don't even remember, honestly. But I did watch a lot of action movies with my best friend. So like, again, same thing that Steve said. Terminator 2 is pretty much the ultimate. The one that my buddy, his nickname was Hooligan, that we always used to watch. Like, we'd go watch, we'd be at his place doing Jeep projects in the afternoon. Walking Dead would come on. He's like, let's get pizza and wings. So we're like mowing down on pizza and wings, and then it's over. And I didn't have to, you know, I worked second shift or something like that, and he worked overnight. So it's like Sunday night, nobody else is up. It's just us two idiots sitting there, and he's like, you want to watch Predator? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's watch Predator.
Dude, that's a movie I've never seen.
It's Arnold, too.
It's so ridiculous. Well, it's awesome. Mm-hmm. Get to the chopper. Do it now.
We could steal another topic. What's a movie that everyone thinks that you've seen that you haven't?
Oh, man.
I have one. And it's,
go ahead. I'm trying to think.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Why does everyone think you've seen that?
Because everybody thinks that everybody's seen that movie. I have no interest in watching that.
I've seen it. It's okay.
I mean, it's like one of those movies, like when people hype it up so much and like, oh, it's the best fucking movie. I'm so fucking progressive. I love Rocky Horror. I go to see it live. I'm just like, fuck you. I'm just never going to watch it then. You're a fucking asshole.
Right.
That's how I feel about that movie.
I know there's movies that I have that I feel the same way about. That like the way you feel about Rocky Horror, I feel about those movies, but I can't think of any right now.
Well, another one though, if you've never seen Jurassic Park, I'm baffled. Like, I have a whole thing, like, for you single guys out there. If you know, if you're over the age of 25, this will work for you. If you meet a girl and she's never seen Jurassic Park ever, then you run. Because there's something seriously fucked up about that person's childhood, that they never saw it on TV, they never went over to a friend's house and watched it. Like, I've seen Jurassic Park way too many times to even count, just because it's always on, or at least it used to be when I was a kid.
Yeah. So there's two other movies in the same vein, I think, and I've used that same argument. One of which is Cool Runnings. I've never seen Cool Runnings. How have you never seen Cool Runnings? Did you go to school? You know, like, and the second one, same line, The Sandlot.
Remember the Titans.
Yeah, yeah. All those movies. Like, if you are alive, there's a good chance you've just seen that movie because you're alive.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Situationally speaking, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy to me.
Well, Scott, have you seen Fight Club?
Actually, no, I haven't. So that's a good one. I have not seen Fight Club.
I don't know what drove me to think about that. I was like, I wonder if he's seen Fight Club.
It came out in the late 90s, and I think I was like still way into Jurassic Park at that point.
Bum, bum, bum,
yeah.
Bum,
sci-fi.
Oh, man. Jurassic World 2 is on the way. I'm hyped.
Oh, my God.
I just can't wait till they get... I hope they bring that franchise to the point where they actually have... people riding velociraptors like as a mount, and they actually get a rocket launcher or something. So then that meme of like Al Gore riding a velociraptor with a rocket launcher suddenly becomes a thing in that movie. That'd be great.
Do you guys remember the, I don't know if it was a show or books, but Dinotopia?
Both.
Okay. Both and show. That used to piss me off because it looked like so much more action than it was. Like the covers of the books were like people riding on the back of dinosaurs and shit, and it was all crazy, some like weird dinosaur human civilization. And then it turns out that they're all just like the boring parts of Game of Thrones.
Basically.
Yeah. It's so disappointing as a little kid. You're like, fuck yeah, dinosaur riding people. And then you're like, what the fuck is this politics bullshit? So fuck Dinotopia.
Although, if you want to continue in the same vein of dinosaurs and humans, there used to be this cartoon, and it was like real late 80s, I think. I was real young watching it. And it was either set on a different planet or sometime in the far future where we had brought dinosaurs back, and we now rode dinosaurs with like armor that had laser cannons and rocket launchers and shit on it. And the bad guys had like these helmets for their dinosaurs that mind controlled them. And I forget the name of it. I brought it up in like the most vague reference way. And of course, it was actually Drop Slash from Ghost Stories who brought it up, because that guy is the fucking Oracle. He knows like everything under the sun. So I mentioned like this dinosaur cartoon. He comes up with an image of it and the years it was produced and the title and everything. I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. And of course I can't remember the name. But it's not to be confused with Dino Saucers, which is about alien dinosaurs who come to Earth and they all like, it was basically Transformers, but dinosaurs.
Oh, dude, man. That sounds like some crazy shit out of an anime.
Yeah, dude, it was nuts.
Also makes me think of Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
That's a good
movie.
That's a good movie too. Before the next topic, I can't think of a movie that people think I should have seen that I haven't. But a lot of times, whenever a new comic book movie or something just in that same realm, like Ghostbusters or something, comes out, if I don't see it right away, people are like, what's wrong with you? Like, I didn't see Doctor Strange until a couple weeks ago. And like, really? You, of all people, haven't seen Doctor Strange? I'm like, do I look made of money and time? Sometimes I just can't go out there, you know?
Man, I might watch that on Cody tonight. That sounds like a good idea.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah, this guy at work was telling me about it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen it. He's like, well, have you seen Inception? I was like, yeah. He's like, it's the same movie. And I was like, it's not. I haven't even
seen
it.
That's the one.
I know it's not.
That's the one. I haven't seen Inception.
Oh, don't even bother.
I mean, it's not like, yeah, but everyone was, yeah.
I was like, it's not.
Everyone saw it and was freaking out.
It's okay. Ugh, man, I feel like I should never go first on the number generator. Oh, good thing we're never doing it again until maybe, I don't know, like 52 more episodes. So you guys, it wouldn't be an episode of the BAD cast if we didn't talk a little bit about anime. Anime or comic books. Let's do a top three anime. Yeah, you want to do top three anime or top three comic books?
Both.
Both. Oh, gosh. Let's save one for a different week.
Okay.
Let's do anime.
All right.
Scott's going to hate this one.
So it's like, I've only watched two. And I know that because he told us that earlier.
Yeah, I did say that. That's right.
All right. Well, go ahead, Scott. What are your favorite two animes?
All right, so I'll go with the two animes that I know. I'm going to go with Cowboy Bebop because I watched that all throughout my first college career. Love that show.
See, I've never seen it. What is that show about?
It's basically like a space cowboy western. It's about three bounty hunters, and there's like flashbacks to the past of the one, and it slowly becomes uncovered more, and it just kind of follows them through like this whole series of discovering, like chasing this one or two main bounties, but then there's a bunch of side, you know, week to week type stuff versus like chasing, you know, recurring characters, if that explains it any better. But I really like that. It was just awesome. It was one of my first like space Western type things where I found out that was a genre. And I'm like, I fucking love this. So there's that. And then when I was younger, they used to have this like anime block on Sci-Fi on Saturday mornings. And I watched this, the only one that I ever actually enjoyed watching, because it was like, oh, these are some pretty crazy like action cartoons. And they were never good. I usually turn them off halfway through. But the only one that I watched all the way to the end and watched multiple times was Tank Police. No idea. Tank Police. It's about like futuristic Japan and the cops have fucking tanks. And it's about like this rookie officer and like his fuck up like partner, and they get like the littlest tank. But they end up having like the big, this big drug bust and taking down corruption and, you know, the police force in the city or whatever. But yeah, it's Tank Police is exactly what you'd expect. Futuristic Japanese cops with tanks. And it was pretty cool because of that. I think those are the only two anime I've ever watched, unless you count Gundam Wing. Then I've watched three. Yes,
definitely.
Yeah. Gundam, yeah. Counts.
Gundam Wing counts.
So, yeah. You got three.
Yes!
He made it Gundam to three. Wing, yeah. So... for the my three, shit,
I'd have to say, Steve, I'm gonna take one from you, Claymore.
I wasn't gonna use it because I knew you were gonna use it.
Yeah, I have a very limited amount, that's why I made you go last. Mm-hmm. Claymore, it's pretty sick. If you haven't watched it, it's a little slow, but it picks up really good. And if you're one of those guys that doesn't want to watch, or gals that doesn't want to watch a ton of like, oh, it's an anime, I'm gonna watch 15 seasons. There's only one. So mm-hmm. it ends kind of crappily, but it does end. So you don't have to spend a year watching it or more.
It's less than 30 episodes.
Yeah. So that's a pretty good one. Another one, Death Note. I think that was actually like one of the cooler ideas. And I like how it's like a big detective kind of thing going on. Like the cat and mouse game is really sick. And shit, for my number one... Do I even know another anime that I've actually watched?
Yeah, you do. I'm not going to use it. You can use it.
I don't want to say it, but Dragon Ball Z.
Yep.
that's all filler, no killer right there.
The abridged version, I hear, is amazing.
Fuck that show. Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood.
Oh, then I've watched four anime.
That one's a good one. Full Metal Alchemist is really interesting, and I'm not a big anime fan, so it takes a lot for me to be like, "Oh, that's really sick."
Mm-hmm. Full Metal Alchemist is really good, and you're like, "Yes!" And then you watch Brotherhood, and you're like, "Fuck that show." Brotherhood is like 20, 30 times better. It's so much better. Yeah,
I will say. The most, like, as I watched, because I watched it all chopped up over the years. It was, like, on in the background as I was working on projects or whatever late at night. And then, of course, I actually said, you know, this show's kind of interesting. I'm going to sit down and watch it. So I watched it, like, week to week or whatever back when I was living at home. And that plot line is really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, by the end of it, I'm like, I really feel like I want to cry. I was like, this is really sad.
Yeah,
Claymore too. Claymore's super sad and brutal.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I'm going to rewatch Claymore. It's so good. Steve, what are your top three animes?
Okay. These are in no particular order.
Okay.
But the big long one that I like would be Naruto. Watched both series. There's two. Just the character development in that show is fantastic. And that's usually what makes an anime great anyway. Ben took Full Metal Alchemist from me, so I gotta come up with another one too.
I'm
but
sorry.
The other one said, there was Sword Art Online is fantastic.
Like an MMO?
It's an anime about an MMO.
What's another MMO?
Oh, we already talked about EverQuest today.
Okay.
There's two seasons. The second season's not very good. The first season, yeah, it's about an MMO, and they basically get trapped inside this MMO. And if you die, you die. And you have to – they have to fight. There's like a tower, and each level of the tower is basically the level. So they're trying to fight all the way through the tower, and once they can beat it, then they can unlock it and free everybody or whatever. So it's about dealing with that.
But there's like the first season is like two parts, so that like it's resolved, and then there's like real life stuff, and then there's another MMO that happens, but it's just really good. There's a lot of story in there. Fantastic. I highly, highly, highly recommend it. Something I haven't seen that I've been told I should. Attack on Titan, I hear, is fantastic. I need to watch it. Let's see. For my last anime, I'm going to go with I don't know if it will. It's not really a top three. It was an honorable mention, but I have to have three. So it's The Seven Deadly Sins is a Netflix endeavor with one of the major anime groups, and it's really good. The second season I haven't gotten into yet. It just came out like a month ago. I heard it's a lot of filler, but the first season is really dope. It's like if you took Naruto and Full Metal Alchemist and like mash them together is kind of the feel I get from it. So yeah, check out Seven Deadly Sins if you haven't seen it. It's on Netflix.
Cool. Well, guys, I think that about wraps up episode. What is this episode? 15?
15. Yeah,
holy shit, guys. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I just realized that next week that'll be 4 months of us podcasting.
Holy shit! Already.
Well, I think that's. I mean,
yeah. Four months.
Four-ish months. But yeah, that's pretty cool. We've been cruising along for a while. Again, the big shout out to the RNG cast for hitting a year of podcasting. This whole episode was just kind of a salute to them. Those guys are really awesome. If you didn't listen to their 52nd episode, it was fucking great. I got to pop in there and chat and stuff, and it was awesome. It was like a big hangout. It was Justin Jesse was in there. Dan Finity was in there. Fucking Subcult was in there. Munch was in there.
I was in there for a little bit.
Hidden was in there. Good. There's a bunch of people. It's a big, big hangout. Yeah, Steve was in there too. But yeah, that'll wrap up this episode. Scott, you remember what you're supposed to say?
Yeah.
All right. We're out.
See you next week.
All right, I'm going to I'll play our outro. The BAD show is not a part of any Destiny podcast network. If accents get you going, go watch a Guy Ritchie movie. If stats are your thing, watch the 2005 American TV drama Numbers. If you want to get spin foily and go down the rabbit hole, watch The Matrix. And if lore really gets to you, watch Lord of the Rings.
All right.
Oh my God. Let me stop streaming this.